How we doing today? Good. What questions do we have?
What's the mood like? How was the mood of meetings?
Professional. Good. You know, players came in, got a good work day in, good lift, good run. Obviously not very happy. But are in there right now as we speak. Handling the corrections. You know, as I said to the players, I mean, need to be corrections in all phases. Right now, we gave ourselves a chance to win a football game yesterday, but we didn't win the game. And, you know, there's some good things that came out of the film. There's some things that certainly we need to get better at, okay, and continue to get better at. But there are some things there that are good evidence for the players to see right now of them getting themselves better right now, okay? The result isn't obviously what we want, okay? But nonetheless, there's some things there that we can get better at. So right now they're in there and they're being good pros, okay, and they're learning from the film the way they should be. Hey, and I think this group will respond well.
What are the areas, those areas that you do like that you've seen?
Well, I think the areas that I like that I've seen right now, okay, I think that we've placed an emphasis on starting fast, okay? That's been an emphasis in our practices, in the format of our change. Okay? Offensively, we didn't do that this week. We did it last week. Okay? We did it this week in the second half of the football game. They came out and scored in the second half of the football game. Defensively, we didn't do it last week. We did it this week. Okay? We stopped them on the first drive of the game. We stopped them on the first series of the second half. So that's been an area that I think, you know, we've placed some emphasis on. We've gotten better there. I think that our knockback on the defensive line in that area there right now has been pretty good. Okay? We've gotten better in two games. Kind of at the line of scrimmage that way. Now, they ended up running the ball, okay, but they ran the ball however many times for 3.5 yards a carry, whatever that was, okay. Had a couple runs there that came out that were a couple of big runs. You know, when I say big runs, they had a 10 or a 12 or a 14-yard run, okay, stuck in there in one or two of those. So those are just things from a fit standpoint. Fundamentally, I thought we got better with some of our fits in this ball game, some of our alignments in this ball game, on both sides of the ball, okay, offensively and defensively. I think we continue to get better in the protection area of the game. You know, we did give up a sack in this ball game, okay, which is, you know, quite honestly, they did a good job, but it was really Oakland beating Oakland, okay, in this situation. You know, if it was a physical thing where we just gave the sack up blatantly, I would tell you that. Okay? It wasn't the case. But there was one sack given up in this game, but at times, an awful lot of time, you know, to throw the football. So there's a lot of things I see done well. I thought in the special teams phase of the game, you know, we had a clear plan on how we wanted to attack Ted Ginn. We didn't want Ted to decide the outcome of the football game. And I thought Marquette did a great job, you know, of kind of putting the plan, okay, before, you know, the personal, so to speak. You know, and the plan was to hang the ball high and not to let him return some of these things and to kind of angle kick some. You know, I mean, one time he angle kicked him into the corner. I mean, he had three kicks inside the 15-yard line in this game. And then Seabass, you know, kicked the ball out of the end zone so a bunch of times. So that eliminated that. We wanted to win that phase of the game. And would have won that phase of the game had it not been, you know, for a big penalty, okay, which was a big play in the game, you know, and that obviously hurt us in that situation, you know, and it was a player trying to give us great effort and just ended up happening. But nonetheless, it was a big play in the game. And the problem with that is that, as I talked to the team about, is in our game there's such a thing called hidden yardage, and hidden yardage shows up all over the field. It shows up in minus plays, in sacks, in penalties, in turnovers, those type of things. And in our game yesterday, we had the advantage in that area. Quite honestly, we had a big advantage in that area up until, you know, kind of into that fourth quarter-ish, whatever that drive was when it was 14-13, and they took the ball down the field and they scored. And that was, you know, we had a good advantage in that area, but, you know, we gave some of those yards back, you know, in that situation. At the end of the day, okay, we had over 100 yards, 113 yards, 114 yards of hitting yardage, which, you know, the way I was raised, that equals about 8 points. And the outcome of the game was pretty close to that.
Can you fix the third down problem? If so, how do you fix it?
Yeah, I think we can fix the third down problem. I think, you know, one of the things I have to do a better job of is, you know, in changing as much as we've changed right now, you know, with our routine, with our schedule, with those kind of things, you know, sometimes, you know, third down day is usually a Thursday day, and I need to take a good look at maybe getting more third downs up in practice earlier in the week, you know, making so that you make the corrections earlier in the week and not later in the week, you know, and the players have a long enough time to digest that, as opposed to maybe only having one day right now to do that. You know, now that's been normal any place I've ever been. I mean, that's what we've done. You do base day on Wednesday and third down on Thursday and red zone on Friday. But, you know, one of the things that I need to do is stop and look and say, okay, this is a problem we've identified. Okay, so how do we get more at bats here? How do we get, you know, more information to the players, more corrections to the players earlier in the week so they have more time to digest that? Because that's really where the moving parts are. You know, I mean, on third down, you get many more moving parts than you do on base first and second down situations.
On third down, have you noticed either player execution or scheme being a greater point of problem?
Look, here's what happened yesterday on third down. I mean, we had two third downs out there, okay, and I'm going to be really careful with how I say this. Okay? So we had two third downs yesterday that were penalties. Okay? One was on with Miles, you know, or in and around there, okay, towards solid. I don't know if that was third down. I don't think that was. Hey, and then one was a roughing the passer penalty, okay, in that situation, all right. So, you know, there was a couple of plays there, all right, that were those type of plays, you know, within the third down area, you know, that very easily could have went the other way, you know, during the course of that game. And now you're not looking at 60%. You're maybe looking, you know, whatever, under 50%, okay? And then there's a couple where we didn't, from an assignment standpoint, okay, execute the assignment properly, okay, in a couple areas. So we can clean that up by doing what I just said. You know, I mean, I think, again, that's where the moving parts are, you know, on third down usually. It's the same thing on offense, okay, the moving parts on offense. You see different fronts. You see different pictures. You see a lot more pressure. You know, we see more man coverage in this ball game, those type of things. So, you know, that has to happen too. You know, you can look at it and say, well, it's defense. It's defense. It's not defense only, okay? I mean, look, our defense played 78 plays yesterday, okay? Offensively, we played really 49 plays in the game. We have to do a better job of keeping them off the field, okay, and limiting some of those at-bats out there. So, you know, it all works together, and, you know, that's one thing that we're talking about in there right now. And from a coaching standpoint, okay, we got to continue to do a better job there too.
Do you have an update on Osama Young?
I do not have an update yet. No, I haven't met with the trainers. I'll meet with them in a little while. Actually, Usama was at an MRI.
As far as the offensive line goes, you've done a fantastic job in pass protection, only allowed 5 sacks on the year, lead the NFL in that category. But it seems the running game's having a little trouble getting going. What do you attribute that to, Coach?
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, we were just watching that, actually, before I came in here with the players. But, you know, I think that one of the things we got to do is we got to do a little bit better job with some of our point of attack things, okay? I thought a couple times there, you know, they did a good job moving some things around on us front-wise, okay, kind of trying to get the double teams off, if you will, you know, where we were double-teaming them. You know, they kind of came up and mugged us a little bit, you know, that type of stuff. It's stuff we've seen, stuff that we, you know, we answered. I mean, there weren't mental errors there that way. You know, quite honestly, on one particular play, there was 3 mental errors, okay? What I mean by that is it was a call that needed to be echoed, so I meant all of them, okay, when in reality it really only needs to happen once, but they all take responsibility for that. But, you know, that was one particular play there. But in this game, we were only about 45% efficient in the run game, where I told you a week ago we were over 70-something percent efficient, and that's the difference. It really is. You know, I mean, we have to put ourselves into better manageables, you know, on third down, and in order for us to be able to run, you know, in order for us to do that, we got to be able to run the ball efficiently. So, you know, you got to give some credit to Arizona, but, you know, from our end, I thought a couple of those plays there, they knocked us back, okay? And that part of it is the physical part of it, and we got to be better at that. So we got to do a better job of that.
That's the way your screen pass game is going. What can you do better? Get a little more
in the screen game.
Screen game, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one screen we threw yesterday, they happened to be in a drop coverage, okay, where they dropped the end out of there, and, you know, we kind of threw it in, and they tipped it, you know, towards the end. Then we had a another screen there that we threw late in the game, you know, which was, you know, one of Derek's blitz checks. And they were showing him a blitz. You know, the good news is the kid's seen the pressure. He knew exactly what the pressure was. You know, and he went to this blitz check, you know, in that situation. So, you know, we can do a better job blocking on the perimeter. We can do a better job of blocking in space on the screens, you know. But screens can be a really good tool, and we've been a really good screen team, you know, to be honest with you, since I've been here. And in fact, you know, I've had a lot of other people come to me and say, hey, we study your screens in the off season, hey. You know, now we've hit a couple of them. You know, in Miami, we hit a big screen to Darren, I believe it was. We hit some, you know, some under screens. You know, Demo had one last week that really was a big lift for us that gave us, you know, put us in position to kick that field goal at the end of the half that we didn't convert on. But, you know, we've got to do a better job on the perimeter, I think, you know, with those things. And we got to do a better job. When I say on the perimeter, I don't just mean receivers blocking or any of those people. I mean us getting out there in space. You know, it's not natural for a big guy to be out in that kind of space like that. We need to do a better job of that.
Lamar Woodley's snap count seems to have dropped. Or is he being taken out of packages, de-emphasized in some way? Or are you trying to give other people a better chance to contribute?
Well, no. Lamar got hurt yesterday.
Okay.
At one point in a ball game, and we're evaluating that as we speak right now too. So, you know, that caused a little bit of an avalanche, you know, with Justin not being up for the game, you know, and then Lamar getting hurt in the game yesterday, and we'll know more on that here shortly. But, you know, that all of a sudden put, you know, Benson's snap count up, to be honest, Khalil's snap count up. We had gone into the football game trying to shave a few plays from Khalil, you know, to have him fresher in the fourth quarter of the game. And you've seen Ray Armstrong out there a few times and Jamar Chaney out there a couple times. So we tried to do that early in the game. But as the game went on, we weren't able to do that with the injuries being the way they were.
What's the nature of his injury?
I'm going to wait on that one until...
Okay.
You wound up getting a couple plays out of Benson. I mean,
yeah, he actually did a good job of flying. You know, he played 38 plays, and then he played another 16 or 17 on special teams. So, you know, going from really 7 or 8 plays in the first two games to almost 50 plays in this game, he made some plays. You know, he was active. He was around the ball. It was good to see a young player thrown into the mix in that situation, you know, do some things like that. I mean, by nature, he's really more of a rusher, but he made some plays in the run game yesterday. I mean, both he and I thought Khalil Mack was outstanding yesterday at times in the course of the game, and I really thought that Charles Woodson was outstanding in the game yesterday too. I mean, we had a lot of guys play pretty well, but those two players stuck out to me as playing really good games.
And you have guys like Charles afterwards saying, "Oh, I don't even honestly don't know where to go from here,"
mm-hmm.
thinking that what he saw in practice didn't equate to what he saw during
right.
the game.
Yeah.
And Antonio Smith was kind of the same way. He's like, just, you know, trying, you know, but
mm-hmm.
how do you address that, and how do you deal with
it? Well, I addressed it this morning a little bit with them, you know, and listen, they are trying, okay, and that's a good thing. Okay, right now for us, they're trying. Our business is, this is a, you know, I mean, it's obviously a result, you know, driven business, and you know, the payday is a win. So to our players, to our fans, to our owner, to everybody, okay, to us as coaches, okay, at the end of it all, when you don't get the win, naturally, okay, the first instinct is to turn around and think, you know, where do we go from here? What do we do? You know, how do we do this? And I think, you know, what we have to be able to identify is, are we getting better? Okay? Is there areas where we're getting better? Are we getting better at the things that we're emphasizing right now? Okay? And there's some areas there that we're getting better in. I mean, as I said to you before, I can really look at the film in the last couple of weeks and see, at times in this game, there was great passion, there was great enthusiasm, there was, you know, it was all that there, okay? Fundamentally, we did some better things. Now, we missed a few tackles yesterday, which we didn't do the week before. You know, one of those resulted in a 37-yard play early in the game. Really should have been a 3-yard play, okay? We missed a couple tackles in that situation, okay? But all that being said, I can identify with a lot of things to the players right now. I can identify a lot of different scenarios to them that we're getting better in. Okay? We just need to get the result. And, you know, we're going to keep working at it until we get the result. And as I said to them today, look, I mean, we're either all in this thing or we're not. Okay? And to a man, I believe that everybody in that room is in it. Okay? Now, I don't know what goes on outside that room. Quite honestly, I don't really care. Okay? I worry about what goes on with those 53 players and that practice squad in that room and those coaches in that room, and that's what I have to concern myself with on a daily basis. Hey, I can't worry about who's saying what and why and how come and any of those type of things or any of those things. I mean, this week it's going to be how come, you know, where you guys haven't won a game on the other side of, you know, the turnpike and however long or whatever the case that is. Hey, I'm not worried about any of those things. I mean, I'm worried about what our players think. Okay, and what we as coaches think, all right, and then how we implement it from there. And right now there's a great belief in that room that we're going to get this thing turned around and that we are getting better. It's just they don't have the tangible evidence, which is the win. And that's the thing that disappoints me the most right now. I just really want them to feel what that's like, you know, to win one of those kind of games.
With that said, you know, before the season began, players talking about, new players that came in here talking about, you know, make the playoffs or winning championships and all that stuff. Now you're over third way through the season at 0-6. Is it a point now where you're playing for pride?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say we're playing for pride at this point at all. I mean, but there's prideful guys in the room there. Hey, now, I've seen a lot of crazy things happen in this league right now, and I don't know, unless you guys have a crystal ball at the end of this, I don't really have one. Hey. But I've seen a lot of crazy things happen in this business, and they didn't happen after six games. I mean, nobody's handed the trophy at the end of 6 weeks. Hey, if so, there'd be probably four or five of them given out right now. So in my mind, you know, we have 10 games to go right now. I've seen teams get into this tournament, okay, with 8 wins, okay, with 9 wins, whatever the case is. That isn't really our concern right now. Our concern is getting 1 win, okay, and winning the next game. That really has to be our focus, because if we look at the picture down the road right now, the parade might pass us by. That happened to a few teams this week in this league. Okay? And, you know, we're not going to do that. We're going to worry about the Cleveland Browns right now, getting ready to play that game and winning that football game on the road. Okay? And then letting the chips fall where they may. All we can do right now is control what we can control, and that's the next game. And that's being really honest. You know, if we look at the big picture, you can get really lost, and sometimes you can get a little bit depressed looking at the big picture. Hey, if you choose to. I don't choose to get depressed. I choose to take on the challenge of playing the next game and worrying about winning that game.
Reese and Tuck, to Saturday decisions or
they were Saturday decisions, and quite honestly, they were my decisions. You know, I mean, I worked Justin out for the game. I did not work Marcel out for the game, and I made those decisions, you know, and best interest of you know, the players at that point. You know, I just didn't feel like at that time that it was the right thing to do, and you know, that was a decision that I made, you know, as we went forward based on what I had watched, you know, in practice and kind of some of the situations that I've been in the past.
Charles Woodson left the game just for a play, but wound up going back out and still playing hard. and looked at in his first play back out there, like he was holding his hand.
Yeah, he was holding his hand. You know, best of my knowledge right now, and you know, I've obviously seen Charles here today. Okay, but there's really he's I think fine. I think it was just a hit that he caught on it and you know bruised it, but I think it'll be fine.
Is there a possibility that Watson could hold on to that right tackle job, or when Barnes gets healthy, he's going to...
Well, I mean, we're going to have some decisions to make. You know, I mean, Menelik did a good job in there again yesterday, and we have some decisions to make. But Khalif, you know, has been a real staple for me in there, you know, at a bunch of positions, as you know. And, you know, I really feel like he's one of the leaders of that group, and he hadn't been out there, but Menelik's done a really good job right now. So, you know, we'll find ways to keep them all involved and to keep them all going. But the good news is that's a young player right now that is getting better, and Gabe Jackson and Khalil Mack and the quarterback and TJ and so on and so forth. You know, I mean, these are all good problems here, and hopefully we can, you know, get some more good work out of DJ this week and see where we are.
Duncan's got a lot of snaps yesterday.
It wasn't
really much of a factor in terms of being targeted.
Right.
Is that just lack of experience in the offense?
Yeah, I think a little bit of that showed up, you know, when you watch the tape, you know, at different times. But, you know, I give credit to him. He did a good job of learning this in a couple of weeks. And, again, in that phase of the game, particularly where he was in that package, he was kind of in our 11 personnel package a lot, you know, and in that phase, things happen faster and the parts move faster. So I thought he did a good job in the game. You know, he didn't have a lot of minuses really in the ball game. You know, just didn't have many opportunities. You know, he had that one ball in there that he kind of had to go in there and dig out, and that was really the only opportunity. But, you know, I think slowly but surely here we'll see his speed start to show up and see him do some things that way, you know, because the more confident he gets, the faster he'll play. You know, it was good to see, you know, Demo go in a game yesterday and catch a ball and run with it again. It's 2 weeks in a row we've seen that from him too.
What are some of the things during a ball game you can do dealing with adverse situations? It seemed like after the pass interference call on Miles Burris, Arizona was able to move the ball after that. After the punt return was called back, mm-hmm. the offense sputtered after that. What can you do to deal with adversity in the middle of a ball game?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the things that we talk a lot about, okay, and we try to, you know, is I always say stop the bleeding. You know, we got to kind of stop the bleeding there, all right? You know, when something happens like that, you know, it can't be a situation where it lingers for two or three plays. You know, we've got to do a better job of doing those type of things. Now, I mean, there's no magic to that. Somebody has to step up in those situations and make a play. We got to do a good job putting them in the right call, and then somebody has to step up and make a play. You know, now, yesterday, you know, the interception by Charles, example, you know, I mean, it was a great call. I mean, Jason did a good job making a nice call. We got pressure on the quarterback, which we talked about, and you know, we've seen that. You know, I mentioned that to you guys, you know, during the week, where, you know, there was three times a week ago where Washington had the ball in their hands but, you know, didn't finish the play there, you know, and you know, that was a scenario where we got pressure on the quarterback and the ball ended up in our hands, you know, and the short field worked to our favor. Now, we need to score a touchdown there and not settle for a field goal in that situation. So I think that was part of stopping the bleeding. You know, we were down, you know, whatever it was at that point, 14-0. Okay, and all of a sudden we come back and make a few plays. The offense takes the ball down the field. Derek makes a heck of a play with Bryce. And, you know, we knock the ball in the end zone there. And then we come back off of that with a turnover and get some points out of that. So now we're right back in the football game again. You know, that's a sign of a team continuing to compete and to work hard. You know, I mean, because that game could have went the other way really fast. You know, but the guys in that locker room weren't going to let that happen.
You mentioned that it's a good thing that the veteran players are still trying at
this
point. Is that a big part of your job now to make sure that the veterans remain vested and aren't playing not to get hurt and not looking ahead to next season? Is that a big part of what you have to do from here on out?
Yes, but in saying that, the group that I have in there, okay, of veteran players are really, really good pros. I mean, obviously they're good pros. They've been in this league for a long time. You know, it's not by mistake that they're in this league for a long time. So, you know, I don't worry about those guys that way. You know, I just really want them to feel, you know, the I want them to feel a win. I want them to feel, you know, some form of payback for the amount that they've put in right now. And I think once we do that, hey, and we get a win like that, you know, some good things will start to happen. In fact, I'm sure of that. But, you know, I don't worry too much about that group that way. You know, I think that they're all tough, hard players. I mean, if you're watching Charles yesterday, you're seeing a guy running around out there playing like, honestly, I mean, at times in the ball game there, you know, he might get mad that I say this, but he looked 25 or something like that. I don't know. You know, I know his birthday was the same as mine, so I'm not going to say how old he is, but Donald Penn, you know, a guy like that playing the way he's playing right now, you know, I mean, I don't ever worry about whether or not Donald Penn is going to be ready to play. You know, I don't ever worry about that. So, you know, I watch those guys, Antonio. I don't ever worry about the effort that I'm going to get out of Antonio Smith. So, you know, Carlos. So that group is a pretty good group. They're grounded pretty good that way. You know, I have to do a good job making sure that, you know, I keep motivating that group, okay? And in doing that, a lot of it is just telling them the truth, you know? I think the players like hearing the truth. And, you know, I'd rather hear the truth than somebody blowing smoke at me. You know, and I've had that happen to me before, and, you know, even as a coach sometimes I don't buy into that blowing smoke stuff. Just tell me the truth. Tell me where we are. So,
what's to say about Matt Schaub that he would come here as the presumptive starting quarterback, and now he's being asked to be a place kick holder, and he's fine.
It says just what I was just saying before, okay, one second ago, that he's an outstanding pro. He puts the team first. He's been tremendous with Derek Carr, tremendous. And now he's tremendous with Seabass, you know. And, I mean, talk about being an unselfish guy, you know, in this situation. And, you know, it's not an easy situation. And it's not one, you know, that was popular at the time, I'm sure. You know, but he's done a really good job of separating that and understanding what his role is. And he's prepared to go in the football game if he has to go in the football game right now. But, you know, for now, you know, at this point in time, you know, he knows that that's important as well. And, you know, as we said last night, you know, whatever the dynamic is there, you know, at that position, and that is tricky, you know, with that battery there, you know, and it worked yesterday. So
Bryce Butler's made some big plays the last 2 weeks, and he only had 11 snaps yesterday. How do you get him on the field? What can he do to get in the field more often?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things, you know, Bryce had 11 plays there. He had 12 plays on special teams yesterday, and, you know, so his count was in and around 23, 24 plays. But, you know, to get him more involved, you know, offensively, you know, we probably have to look at where some of the other plays are. You know, I mean, yesterday we tried to get, you know, Kimbrell involved yesterday, so his play count was up a little bit higher. You know, we probably got to spread that out a little bit more, you know, within that group.